Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. Good morning. Are you up? 101.3 CFM.
Oh, yes, here we are.
Morning, Pollard.
Good morning. We're in Tuggerah at Rashay's for the A to Z of the Central Coast this morning.
Yeah, so we're doing R this morning, and we're also doing Q as well. Maddie, where's that?
What's the Q?
Here's the Q now. I can't tell if you're going to love or hate this, but there's a little queen wand for you a queen crown. You are Queen Pollard.
You could have told me you were going to dress me up as the queen. I would have worn appropriate attire.
Ash. I didn't know until I got here. Matt showed me that when I rocked up.
Queen Pollard.
Yeah.
What's the letter? Queen
Q and R. That's what we're doing today.
Queen Pollard at Rashay's.
At Rashay's, yes.
All right.
God, that's a sad looking queen outfit.
Who bought it?
Look
what
how
is this?
Sad
what's
it is.
This?
Have a
Hold
look
on.
At it.
Oh, that is.
It's the sloppiest looking crown I've ever seen.
God, you could have at least
That's bad. Oh, where'd you guys get that from, or do you not want to mention?
We obviously have no money
There's no budget on that. That's zero budget stuff. Anyway,
if you want to come and see me look like a trash queen, come right ahead.
Hey, the weather's nice this morning, isn't it? How's that? The sun is out at Rashay's. They're doing free coffees here at Tuggerah and breakfast as well, I believe, for the first 20 people to get their way down here. They're going to get a free breakfast, so... come and hang out with us this morning. Bit going on from over the weekend.
Oh, just a touch, just a tad.
The GWS Giants into the AFL Grand...
Oh, you're talking about football, are you?
Well, I'm talking about a few things. Yeah. GWS into the Grand Final. I'm getting on board.
What about the AFL, Granny?
That's what I just said, GWS.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't even listening to you.
God. The Queen thing's really gone to your head early. You're not even listening to me.
What about NRL? Was that happening? Did that happen?
Big footy finals over the weekend. Yeah. Producer Matt's our NRL guy. What happened over the weekend in the NRL, Matty? How'd it go down?
Over the weekend, Manly knocked out.
Gone.
By the Rabbitohs.
Yep.
Storm flogged the Eels.
Yeah, they smashed the Eels, the Storm.
Oh, who did I go for? Storm.
You would have gone the Storm.
You
always
go Storm.
Yeah, you always go the Storm.
But it's the weekend. It's a long weekend, the grand final for NRL.
In a couple of weeks. Mm. Oh, that's sweet. All right, well, we're here this morning. Rashay's is where you find us. Also, very quickly, the Veronicas have been booted off a flight overnight. Have you seen that? Yes, from Sydney by the federal police.
What were they doing?
Some sort of argument. This is all alleged at this stage, and they're suing, they're saying.
Stop it.
Something to do with their baggage in the overhead compartment. They were being asked to turn it around, and they're alleging that the Veronicas wouldn't get up and do it. So the federal police came along and they booted them off the flight last night.
Oh, my God.
Get on that this morning.
Yes.
Dean McCarthy will have that just after 7 for us. Yeah?
I can't wait. Yes, I'm going for it now.
We'll get him to cover that. 13, 12, 16 right now if you'd like $150 for your Monday morning. Beat Ash to win the cash.
Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. CFM. Shake your
money maker. Gorney and Ash Pollard's Beat Ash. I am unbeatable to win the cash.
I don't know if my brain's ready for this one this morning.
Kick it into gear for a Monday morning. You're taking on Stacey at Noraville. Morning, Stace.
Hey, Stace.
Morning.
Morning. How's your weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good. We had netball presentation, so good.
Netball prezzo.
How'd you go?
I got umpire of the year.
Should
we just give her the win right now?
No. You still got to earn it. How does it go being an umpire, Stace? Do you cop a bit of heat?
Yeah. During the finals, the grand finals, you make a mistake and you're
cut. You're the best. You've been awarded. So you just tell them where to go next time, Stace, all right?
I will.
You flip them the bird.
I always wanted to be an AFL umpire. I went to sign up to learn how to do it because, you know, there's not many chicks in the AFL.
Oh, there is these days.
But back when there was that one girl,
yep.
I thought she was just a total ledge.
Yeah. How'd you go? What happened?
Well, then I got the job here and I had to move.
If we put a stop to that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, best of five. Names of buzzers. Here we go. If you get one wrong, the other person gets the points. Mm. Who is the host of the satirical interview show?
Satirical? For God's sake. Do you
I didn't pre-read that word. I read the rest.
Satirical.
Satirical. All right. Satirical. Cool. Mm. Interview show. That's a tough word, I will say.
Satirical.
Satire. Interview show between two ferns.
Ash.
Ash is in.
Oh, you idiot.
I think they're making a movie out of it, someone said.
He's the hairy looking thing off.
Yeah, the hairy thing from that satirical show. Come on, Ash, answer the question. No one's given it to you. Stop looking around.
Do you know?
Well, I've got it in front of me. Oh, you want Stace to
Stace? Oh, Stace, do you know?
Do you know Stace?
Just give me the point, Ash. Just give it
to her. Give it to her. You don't know.
Can you give us a clue?
No, you've buzzed in. Answer the question. Zach Galifianakis.
Damn it.
First points to Stacey. Who is the current Prime Minister of Canada?
Oh, my God.
Do you know Stace? You don't want to buzz in?
I have no idea. I don't even know.
Has he got a French name?
Oof. Yes. French name. Anybody? Three.
And he's hot, isn't he? He's hot. No.
People say he's hot, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Quick, Pollard, you get your brain going.
Three,
two one, buzz.
Buzz. Justin Trudeau.
Oh, he's divine.
Justin.
And he, oh.
Trudeau.
Yeah, he's hot.
Question three. What famous, I'm on fire this morning, aren't I?
Don't worry.
Famous. What famous ocean liner sunk on her first voyage in 1912? Stacey's in.
Titanic.
Titanic is correct. 2 points to Stacey for the win. On what continent is Egypt found?
Oh, I hate these questions.
What? Ones where you have to actually think?
Yeah.
No one knows. I'm buzzing you out. Africa is the answer to that question. What is the name of the pirate in Peter Pan?
Ash.
Ash is in.
Captain Cook? Hook?
Incorrect.
Hook! Hook!
Are we taking Cook or Hook?
No, it was just a slip of the tongue. No, you've been slipping of the tongue all morning. I corrected myself immediately.
Okay, it's not Alpha Buck, so we don't take first answer.
All right, Captain Hook is correct, not Captain Cook.
You're a total a-hole this morning.
I was just trying to wrap up the games. It's been going for ages. Question whatever we're up to. What is the name of Batman's butler?
Oh.
You almost buzzed
me. Yeah.
Stacey for the win.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, go.
It's me.
He just said it.
It's who?
Batman's butler. It's yes. Alfred. Sorry.
Alfred, yes.
No.
You beat Ash. Oh, you just got lucky. You in the cash.
She didn't say that.
What did you say prior to that? What did you say before Alfred?
I said, was that me?
She said, was that me? She was asking if she got in first.
Yeah, whatever.
Stacey, you're the winner this morning. Congrats.
Thanks.
Boring.
$150 into your bank account for a Monday morning. Not a bad way to... You're on fire at the morning, Stace. You've been the best umpire all year. You're winning $150 on CFM. You have a great week, all right?
You too, guys. Thank you.
Good on
you.
That's it.
I hate these things.
That's the game. Back to $100 tomorrow.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
It was beautiful this morning. What a time to be alive.
I know.
What a time to be alive.
Look at you basking in the sun there.
I'm like a dog, a pretty little dog in the sun.
Just basking. And we're here at Rashay's this morning at Tuggerah for the A to Z of the Central Coast for R today. They're doing free coffees. They're doing free breakfast for the first 20-odd people down here as well. So if you're anywhere in the Tuggerah area, Rashay's is at the Westfield Tuggerah.
Well, near all
the food and stuff, where you see all the food and stuff.
We're doing Q&R in one.
Yes.
And I'm Queen Pollard at Rashay's.
Right. Yes.
Someone's bought me a real poxy crown.
How's your sad little wand going?
It's terrible.
Look at the wand. It's just a plastic. What even is this?
It's a plastic. It's not a wand. It's like more of a baton. You know, when they're doing the marching things.
God,
it's horrendous.
Sad, isn't it? Hey, still to come in the show this morning, the Veronicas have been booted from a flight overnight. We're going to chat to Dean about that very soon. All alleged at this stage, but from the pics I've seen, federal police got involved, the whole deal.
It's an Australian airline.
Yeah, I know.
Which is even more awkward. But I've also been reading that people have been Instagramming them saying that the airline overreacted.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I'm still trying to get some footage myself at the moment because I've read reports of people saying they were being divas and they wouldn't move, they wouldn't get up and move their bags in the overhead.
Were they flying in casual class? Or?
I believe so, yeah, commercial flight. And then their statement was that they were cooperating and that the air hostess was being difficult. So anyway, more to come on this story this morning. I just love that headline, though, the Veronica's being booted off a flight from – it's very Pollard.
No, I would not carry on like a pork chop.
It's if I woke up one morning and said MKR's Ash Pollard booted from flight.
Why?
I'd go, oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a chance of that.
No, I'm actually quite good, thank you.
Look, we'll chat more with this to Dean after 7 o'clock this morning. I believe he's mates with the Veronicas, so that'll be an interesting insight.
Oh, he's mates with everyone.
Yeah, I know. And we could have a new mayor by the end of the day as well. We've reached
out
to...
Don't tell me it's you.
It could be me. It could be Mayor LeGaunt by the end of the day. Who knows? We've reached out to Central Coast Councillor Greg Best, who we might have on the show very soon. It is Gaundy and Ash.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Ash.
Yes.
Yes. I've got to put something to you.
Mm-hmm.
We got a very interesting message into our Facebook inbox last week, and it raised a few eyebrows. And
didn't raise mine because my Botox have kicked in.
Oh, yeah, give us a surprise look. Now give us a sad look. Now give us a concerned look. Yeah, they all look the same, don't they? Now, if I can just get Abby to come up nice and close to your face, I'm going to just take off your glasses for me.
Can you not please go too close?
I'm going to film. We are filming your reaction to this right now, okay?
Okay.
And I'm just going to ask you straight up. Are you one of the singers on The Masked Singer? We're filming your reaction right now. We're going to post this to see if you think Ash is telling the truth or not. Are you one of the singers on The Masked Singer? Can you confirm or deny? It kicks off tonight on Channel 10. Seems it's going to be a big show and no one knows who the celebrities are yet. Are you one of them?
Well, I can't reveal that.
Interesting. Interesting. All right, well, we're going to message.
All right, I'm not.
So that's been filmed by Abby. If we can get that up online now and people can make up their own mind if they think Ash is telling the truth or not. So this is the inbox message we got from Dan Jackson. Dan says, I'm watching Survivor and see plenty of ads for The Masked Singer. I'm thinking two things. Bit of a... They would be B-class celebrities, in which case Ash would fit right in.
Well, that's not an insult.
No, it's not. I'd say more of a C or a... He's gone B, which is good.
B's bloody good, let me tell you.
That B is good.
I thought I was a bit of a Z grade.
Yeah. He said, plus she can sing.
Oh, that who is it? Hold on, they're compliments.
Dan said, plus she can sing apparently as well, so she would fit right in. Number two, he says, knowing that she has a convict past, though, would it be a problem to trust her on the set with all the props? Would she steal the masks, etc.?
I love this person.
So that is Dan Jackson on the Facebook inbox.
Dan, you funny bugger.
Matt and I have been wondering, because you have been doing singing lessons, you do leave very soon after the show most mornings, and we're wondering if you're sneaking off to Sydney for The Masked Singer. Is your face going to be revealed when they pull off a mask on this TV show?
Well, I mean, why would I say yes if I was? Because you're not supposed to know.
Yeah, I know, but this is just between me,
and
you,
the rest
the
of
CFM.
The Central Coast. Yeah,
and the number one breakfast show on the coast where everyone listens. It's fine. You can reveal to us. Tell us, when you're creeping around on the set with the big get-up on, all the big outfit, what's
that
like?
If I was on The Masked Singer.
Yes.
Which character do you think I would be?
The big foxy wolf thing. The big wolf.
Oh, okay.
The big purple wolf that I've seen on the TV.
What about that blob-looking thing?
Ah, yes.
The round blob.
Yes, the blob could also be you.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to know a lot for someone who about this show. You seem to know a fair bit. What's Lindsay Lohan like behind the scenes?
I wouldn't know.
God, she's good.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I guess we'll find out. It's on tonight. I still can't work out if she's a masked singer or not.
You'll never know. That's why I went and got Botox the other day, so that I can't give anything away.
It's Gaundy and Ash.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
I've been to Coolywong.
Warnervale.
Gurukan.
Empire Bay.
Have your say.
I've been everywhere, man.
It's Gaundy and Ash Pollard's A to Z of the Central Coast.
Choose fun. Book a Carnival cruise at your travel agent or visit carnival.com.au.
101.3 CFM.
Rache's in Tuggera is where you find us this morning. They're doing free coffees and free breakfast for the first 20-odd people down there. And I know with school starting soon, people will roll on in as they head towards school in Tuggera and they can come and see us. Top of 21 and sunny today is nice. And we've got this cruise to give away too, Ash.
Yes.
Yeah, the big old cruise.
Oh, my God.
Christmas cruise.
Chrissy cruise around the Pacific Islands.
Yeah, 12-day cruise.
Carnival cruises.
So if you come down and get your name in the draw, we'll draw that out at the end of this morning. And then we're having Z Biggest Breakfast, which is for all our contenders. And someone will walk away with that cruise. It's worth over $8,000.
I can't wait for the moment we draw the winner.
It's going to be great, isn't it?
It's going to be so fun.
That'll be next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday we're doing that.
So not long till we find out the winner
of this cruise. It's Christmas sorted.
Let me have a crack at some of these ports that you go to. Sydney. Oh, you might have to do this one, Ash.
What? Come on,
They're not easy here. Look, Sydney.
New Mia. Do you know where that is?
No, where's that?
New Caledonia.
Oh, nice. Sounds nice.
Suva. Is that good? Isle of Pines. Mystery Island.
What's this one?
Port Denero. Is that right?
Port Denero. Does that sound right?
I don't even know what that is.
So these are the ports you get to stop at along the way on the cruise.
I've been to New Mia.
Oh, yeah?
That's cool.
How is it?
They speak French there, you know.
Do they?
Hmm.
How far away from Sydney is that? Because that's just a couple of ports away on the stoppages. 3 days away.
But Denero Island, I think that's how it's pronounced. Sort of, it's the Republic of the Fiji Island.
Robert Denero
Island. Also been to Fiji. That was wicked. Oh, my God, the Fijians are the most divine people on earth.
They're nice, are they?
Oh, divine.
Jamie and I were going to do a wedding there. We're going to, because they do cheap packages.
Honestly.
We went to a wedding expo and it was like.
When I left Fiji, I cried.
Really? They're that nice.
They're that nice.
All right. Well, you could be there on this cruise, so come down and see us.
You went to Bali.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got married.
I got engaged. Byron. Got engaged in Bali. But the Fiji packages, it was like $6,000 for everything. It was unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. But also, if you have kids, I know at most of the resorts there, they've got nannies and you get kids, like the babysitting with the package.
Oh, how good.
Oh.
God, if you want a little slice into Ash Pollard's life on a day-to-day basis.
I don't have a kid, but I just learned that.
You'll have a nanny when you do, though, I'm sure. So come down and see us. We're here till 9 o'clock this morning. Get your name on the standby list and you could be off on the cruise of a lifetime.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
I've been everywhere, man.
I've been to Coolywong.
Warnervale.
Gorakan.
Empire Bay.
Have your say.
I've been everywhere, man.
It's Gawndy and Ash Pollard's A to Z of the Central Coast.
Choose fun. Book a Carnival cruise at your travel agent or visit carnival.com.au.
101.3 CFM.
It's just great to get out and about, isn't it? Rachays is where you find us. Yeah.
Rachays. In Tagra. How many coffees have you had this morning?
On to my second.
This is the perk of doing a brekkie radio show from a cafe.
Love it.
Just coffees on tap.
And there's even some seats here. People can sit down and watch the Gawndy and Ash show done live. It's incredible stuff behind the scenes, guys.
It truly is.
They're doing free brekkie for the first 20-odd people down here as well. I know a couple of people have already picked that up, but there's still a few to go. So come down and get yourself a free breakfast and some free coffees as well. We're going to do Alpha Bucks 8 o'clock this morning, so that's still on the cards. We've got some of the Mariners boys popping down just after 7:30. They're not far from here, so we'll have some of the Mariners guys on very soon. And just before we get to Dean, just a little bit of celebrity news from my end. I saw you hanging out with Sasha from The Bachelorette.
Oh, yes.
Over the weekend. He was the one. He got down to the top three with Sam Frost.
No, he won.
Oh, he won the show.
He and Sam Frost got together.
That's right. They did too.
Yeah.
And then they broke up, didn't they?
That's right.
And so you're pretty good mates with this guy.
Yeah. He is delicious.
You like
him?
Personified. Yeah, yeah. We've had him on the show before. Were you here then or was that when
I
hosted
it? No, that wasn't me.
This video from over the weekend though.
Yes.
Where producer Matt and I, our feelings have been hurt a touch. There's a video of you leaping into the arms of this Sasha bloke, very genuinely excited to see him. You like jump up and wrap your legs around him. And I can honestly say we have never received this kind of treatment in our lives from you. Why aren't you as excited to see us, Ash Pollard?
I see you guys every single day.
Ash, when I saw you in Bondi that time when I was hanging out with Scott Tweedy, I went to give you a hug and you put your arms in like this, like you're being violated. You were like, oh, Gawndy's hugging me. What's going on? Give me one Sasha hug.
No.
Come on. Give me a Sasha.
That.
Come
Please
on.
Don't.
Give me a
I
Sasha.
Don't.
Come on.
I want a Sasha. It.
Come on. I want a Sasha. Give me one.
Yuck.
Come on. Why is it yuck with me?
Because,
we're mates.
No.
How can you do it
I've
with him?
I've got to, like, open my legs up and put them around.
Come on. I'm waiting.
No, I'll just give you a little normal hug.
No, give me a sash.
I don't want to. Oh,
I want a
you
sash.
You make me feel so uncomfortable.
Sash, 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 ugh. Sash, sash. I'll get one before 9 o'clock this morning, and I'm going to upload that video too.
God.
To our CFM Instagram page.
I haven't seen Sasha in a long time, so that's why he got that.
All I ask for is a little genuine
I don't even
excitement.
Do that to my own brother, which is why I wouldn't do it to you.
Oh, so you're saying Sasha's... He's in the hot basket, is he?
He's in the hot
he's
basket.
He's in the hot basket. All right, let's chat to Dean. He's on the show next, live from LA. He's covering the Emmys red carpet. He'll also have the news on the Veronicas being booted from the flight overnight as well from Sydney to Brisbane. He'll join us.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Live from LA, Dean McCarthy with all the Hollywood goss on CFM.
Well, he's live from the Emmys red carpet this morning, so let's get some goss.
Exclusive
yeah,
goss.
Yeah, let's get some stuff from Dean on the Emmys. Morning, Dean.
Good morning, everyone. I'm literally on the purple carpet, literally as we speak, and it's fabulous. The warm day in LA, the sky's blue, the carpet's purple, and the stars are red hot. It's very exciting here today. So fun.
Get us excited about the Emmys, Dean. What's going on today? What's the big talking points?
Big talking points. Game of Thrones, all the cast will be here. They are nominated for 32 Emmys today. That's a record for a show in 1 year. They are in all 7 of the drama categories, of course. Why not? Veep will be another big winner today. They're up for Best Comedy. And, of course, Julia, the star, up for Best Comedy Actress. That would be her 7th Emmy as she wins, a new record for a female. The cast of Pose will be here. Hey, there's no host this year. You know, at the Oscars, remember at the Oscars when they didn't have a host? They had all these different celebrities host different sections. They're doing that again. And I think it's going to be fabulous. They've got Gwyneth Paltrow's one of the hosts. Ben Stiller's one of the hosts. You know, they pulled out the big guns. It's going to be really fun.
Cool.
Well, the Emmys have really skyrocketed over the last few years, especially with TV going through the roof. I mean, now with the Emmys, you get all the big stars there, right? Like in the past, I've seen Brad Pitt turn up. You know, it's no longer just a scrubbers TV awards. Oh. It's, you know, it's right up there with the best of them.
You're right. Totally agree. Totally
so
agree.
So we look forward to what you've got on the show tomorrow. Would you have some stuff from the red carpet?
Bring it on, absolutely.
Sorry, the purple carpet. The purple carpet.
The purple carpet.
And what time is it on today, Dean?
I love a good plug. Thank you for setting that up for me. 10 a.m. Fox 8, only on Fox 8. You can watch it. Look, if you miss it because you're at work or whatever, you can catch up on demand tonight.
Dean is the Fox 8 ambassador, so he loves to get that in there. Hey, Dean, the Veronicas, we need to talk about this.
I'm dying for this story.
We have to talk about it. Yeah.
I'm going to start with what happened, then I'll give you the two sides of the story. The Veronicas went to board a flight in Sydney this morning. There was a kerfuffle, a drama, an argument, and they were removed from the flight by security. One man on the plane said, they were acting like big stars. They were telling the air host to move their bags around, and the air hosts are not allowed to touch your luggage. You have to do that yourself. They acted like divas. That's one side of the story. Then there's the Veronica side, and another passenger who on Instagram said they were sitting in front of the Veronicas. This what happened. So one of the girls, I think it was Jess, put her bag in the overhead compartment, and then the air host wanted her to turn it around, and she couldn't reach because they're only 5'1", right? They're tiny. And then the air hostess is like, I'm not going to touch your bag. We're not allowed to do that. Bit of attitude, apparently. That's when Lisa and Jess were like, what are your names? They asked the air host for their name. They wouldn't answer. They didn't like that. And that's when it escalated. According to the man sitting in front of them, he was like, Qantas, they blew it up. They took it so dramatically. They turned it into something that it really wasn't a big deal. And if you go on Veronica's Instagram today, you can see that they were like, we're just in shock. We're very upset. You know, this just escalated. Like, it went to a 10 for no reason. And if you've ever met the Veronicas, they are literally the nicest and most humble and sweet girls you've ever met. So I'm with them on this.
You're mates with them, aren't you? Would you send them a text or anything just to see how they're traveling?
I don't have their text. I have we follow each other and that on social media, but I don't actually have their phone number or anything. So we're kind of like that range of friendship. But look, honestly, they are so sweet and I just can't imagine them. They don't act like divas at all, right.
Well,
honestly.
Everything is alleged at this stage, but I've also read that they're going to sue the airline too. That's the latest thing that I saw. So, you know.
They've actually said that on their Instagram page. We are pursuing legal action in regard to this incident and all resulting media reports, and we'll be taking no further comment at this time. They say it was confusing. And they weren't given an explanation.
All right. Well, more to come on this story, I'm sure. But like we said, everything alleged.
How embarrassing, though.
I know. And especially that pic with the federal police standing over them too. That doesn't look great, does it, from either side? So more on that. And Dean, thanks for this morning. Good luck with the Emmys. And just before you go, is there much talk in the States at the moment around the celebrity circles about Ryan Reynolds using my GIF in his Instagram story?
Oh,
is there,
my God.
Has that crossed your desk at all over the weekend?
That's all everyone's talking about. That's been the whole recap, but no one cares about the Game of Thrones. The Game of Thrones come over, I'm like, don't care. Tell me about Ryan Reynolds. That's what's
happened. I thought about that. Yeah. He used my thumbs up GIF in his Instagram story over the weekend. Hugh Jackman did the same thing. No big deal. I just thought I'd feel free to run with that for the rest of the morning on the other shows that you talk to. All right, Dean. Love you, mate. See you later. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
You are frothing over that, aren't you?
It's been great. Frothing. It's Gaundy and Ash.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
I've been to Coolywong.
Warnervale.
Gorakan.
Empire Bay.
Have your say.
I've been everywhere, man.
It's Gaundy and Ash Pollard's A to Z of the Central Coast.
Choose fun. Book a Carnival cruise at your travel agent or visit carnival.com.au.
101.3 CFM.
Just gone 7:36 for a Monday morning. It is Gaundy and Ash. We're here at Rache's today celebrating R for the A to Z of the Central Coast. Rache's is in Tuggera if you want to come and find us.
If you've just tuned in, don't forget, actually, we missed Q. So this morning you dressed me up as a queen.
Yeah, that's how we're covering that one up. Yeah, two birds, one stone.
Yeah, two birds, one stone. But I've ditched my queen wand. And whatever crown these people bought for me is poxy and I will not be putting it on.
These people. Our producer, Matt, went and got that for you. It was the saddest looking queen outfit I'd ever seen.
So thanks for nothing.
Maybe give it to Gigi from the Mariners. He'd like to don the crown, wouldn't he?
Well, maybe.
He's here with us this morning. Hello, mate. Welcome down. Thanks for being here.
Giancarlo Gallifuoco.
Thank you for having me.
Did I get that right?
You nailed that. Mm-hmm.
Nailed it, Pollard. Well done.
Yeah, I've got a bit of Italian in me.
How good's that?
I'll probably have it some point anyway.
Hey, we're going to chat to you next. Oh, Pollard. We're going to chat to you.
Oh, come on.
Well, I didn't react. Everyone else reacted, not
you
me.
You got sick that went minds. Over... Sick, sick minds.
That went over my head. Everyone else went, oh, whoa.
Oh, whatever.
Anyway, stick around with us because we need to have a chat. You've got the big FFA Cup semi-final against Adelaide coming up soon for the Mariners boys. So more on that next here at CFM. It's Gaundy and Ash.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Can we get an applause fired up, please, back in the studio, Brownie, because this man is here from the Mariners. He's just been signed from Western Sydney. He's going to be one of the guns for the team. Gigi joins us from the Mariners right now.
Hi, Gigi.
Gigi.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Which is what everyone calls you, right, Gigi?
Yeah, because my name's a mouthful.
No, I love it, man.
It's a delicious mouthful.
Yeah. Give us that delicious mouthful right now.
Giancarlo Gallifuoco.
How good's that? Giancarlo Gallifuoco.
It was close.
That's pretty good.
Say it once more.
Giancarlo Gallifuoco.
Giancarlo Gallifuoco.
No, Galli.
Galli.
Giancarlo Gallifuoco.
Hey, that was good. Hey. That was good, yeah. Well done.
I got ties. You know, you mess with me, finger cut off. Some point.
Oh my God.
And I like how naturally your left hand came up a little bit. You just couldn't help yourself. Yeah,
it's all right. You know what's going on.
You are not part of the mafia.
Who knows? Hey, how's it been? You're here. This is your first season at the Mariners. You're loving it.
Yeah, loving it so far. I've been really welcomed by everybody. And obviously it's always good when the performances are following as well. We haven't lost in the cup yet, so the run's been really, really good. The team's really, really good. And, so far just loving it, man.
I'm excited because I've been here for nearly 2 years, and the whole time I've been here, the Mariners just not performing, but now is a different story. I'm pretty happy about it, quite frankly. I'm even thinking maybe I might come over to the dark side.
What's the dark side?
Well, I'm an AFL supporter.
Oh, to the A-League.
Maybe I might show a bit of interest in some soccer.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's definitely.
That was condescending, by the way.
It wasn't.
That's a compliment for me.
It wasn't. No, it's definitely not been the. They haven't been the best in recent history, so I understand that. But since this new resurgence and the new gaffer and this new team, this new group of boys, I feel like we've turned a corner and everything's been more positive. So hopefully I can have you watch a game and then like it and stay watching games.
Yeah. Come on, Pollard.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, yeah. I'll come.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What are you doing, a hair commercial, eh? What's no, that? No. Yeah, yeah, more hair. But there's an old ad for that. Hey, so the FFA Cup semi-final, it's on next week on the 2nd of October.
Yep.
Taking on Adelaide. It's at our home ground. And if you boys win this, there's a chance we might have the grand final at Central Coast Stadium, right, which would be huge. So hoping for a big win next week.
Yeah, yeah, a massive chance. It's going to be a huge game. Obviously, they're the cup holders, and they've always been heavyweights. So it's going to be a big, big game. I hope that everybody can come down and support us, and I would love for our first game at home this season to be a memorable one. So,
well, it's on next week. If you're a member, you can buy tickets from 9 o'clock this morning, and then it goes on sale to the general public 10 a.m. on Wednesday. You can get family tickets for just $40, and this is during the school holidays, so you can't go wrong. Next Wednesday night at Central Coast Stadium, get down and see the boys play.
Yes.
And would love to see you get through. I mean, a crowd, a home crowd helps, right? That's what's going to help you get over the line next week.
Of course, it's the 12th man. So intimidating for the team that's away. So, yeah, please come down, show your support.
All right, Central Coast Stadium, that is on next week. Do you think GG could be our new man, our new Golic?
My Central Coast boyfriend?
Yeah, for
are
the
you
Gorny.
Single?
No.
That's all right. Neither am I.
Neither was Golic, to be fair.
To be fair, neither was Golic, but you know.
No, but do you think GG could...
Well, you know I love the Europeans.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk. Backstage.
You already said you had some Italian in you, so we can just...
Advanced hair. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right, GG, thanks for popping down with us. Carly, who's here as well, just want to give a shout out to her son who turns 3 today.
Oh.
Little Teddy, so 3 years old. Shout out to him and Jimmy Love, who's the Mariners' biggest fan. He's very excited. You can tell by the look of his jeans how excited he is. Get onto the CFM Instagram if you want to see that. But his birthday today as well, Jimmy Love. So that's it. All right, GG, thanks, mate. Good luck for next
week.
Thank
you very much.
And the Mariners, it's Gaundy now.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Or 8 o'clock. Oh, is this guy going to have a crack at Alpha Bucks maybe? We're about to play Alpha Bucks here. We thought we'd do it live at Rache's, which is where you can find us this morning. We're at Rache's in Tuggerah. Come down and see us. You get free coffee. They're doing free breakfast for a few people as well. We're here until 9 o'clock this morning. And there's the chance to win that cruise where they have $8,000, all thanks to Carnival Cruises.
Just in case you didn't know, yes. GG from the Central Coast Mariners is going to be my Central Coast boyfriend.
Okay.
He said that he would be off air. But did you know also that he is practically the new Golic? He's taken Golic's position as well.
And look at him slide into Golic's grave on CFM as well.
Slid right in.
Just skidded in, didn't he?
Oh, yum. I'm so glad he's my boyfriend too because I love Italians.
He was a great guy.
I wonder if his mum is a good cook.
Yeah, well, there's only one way to find
out. His family lives in Sydney. He lives in the entrance. So this is going to be the perfect relationship for
me. Did he say anything about what his
girlfriend thinks about it? Nah, don't care.
Didn't ask.
Nah.
What's your name, sir? This guy's just come over to
just Jared.
Just Jared?
Just Jared.
You're just Jared.
Okay. Now, why'd your parents name you Just Jared?
Just Jared.
Mate, you are more than Just Jared, I got to say.
That. Don't undersell yourself, Just Jared.
Come on. You are the Jared.
Yeah, Jared.
If anything. So, Jared, Alpha Bucks.
Yeah.
Keen to play?
Yep.
$1,000?
Yep. Definitely.
All right. Well, if every answer starts with yep, you are the man.
I'll definitely win.
We're going to play after the news with Jared, just Jared, the Jared, Alpha Bucks here at CFM.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM. CFM's Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
Just Jared is here with us this morning, the Jared. Hello, mate.
Hey
mate, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, man. Where do you live on the coast?
I live up in Newcastle.
Oh, you're a newie boy.
Yeah. Wowee. You must have to get up early to get here.
Oh, no, it's not too bad an hour.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you listen to the Gaundy Nash show on your commute?
Yeah, when I'm down the Central Coast, I do.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Legend. Yes.
That's nothing to do with us sitting right here in front of Just Jared, is it?
Hey, Jared, yes. You are playing Alpha Bucks this morning.
Yep.
And your letter is P.
Yep.
P for Pollard.
Yep.
All right, so every answer must start with the letter P. You can't use the same one twice. Get them all right. We'll give you $1,000. Awesome. If you don't, this works for you, actually. Because this is right near your place. We've got a family pass for you to the strike bowling in Charlestown, which is right near you, right?
Right near me.
Beautiful. There we go. All right, good luck. Here we go.
Thanks.
All right, mate. If you don't know the question, pass. Yep. And we'll come back to it.
He knows what's going on, Jared, doesn't he? Look how calm he
starts with a P as well.
Oh! You are not just Jared.
No, you are.
King Jared.
King Jared.
Yeah. Right, here we go. Question number one. Name a country.
Poland.
A female actress.
Peter Miranda.
Something you find in the bathroom.
Pass.
Something you look for in a partner.
Passion.
A reason you need to sit down.
Pass, yeah.
A type of currency.
Pass.
Something in a fairy tale.
Princess.
A dessert.
Pass.
An animal.
Pass.
A spice.
Pass.
Something in the bathroom.
No.
That was hard. You did pretty well.
We've got a round of applause here. King Jared. Yeah, there's the applause
bravo,
from the crowd
bravo.
Here. You started so well, Jared. You started so well. You even got Pia Miranda in there as an actress.
No.
Only because of Survivor.
The winner of Survivor. Something you find in the bathroom, perfume, paper towel.
Yeah.
Plumbing we would have taken there. A type of currency, pound or penny.
Pound, yeah.
A dessert, pavlova.
Yep.
And an animal, panther.
Yep.
And, spice.
Yeah, spice.
Paprika.
Oh, yep.
Mm. Oh, well.
No $1,000. I was getting ready to celebrate there because you were just punching through them. But you got the family pass strike bowling in Charlestown.
Yep, thanks.
Strike at Charlestown. It's fun with the works. Get in there over the school holidays.
Yep.
No part of the school holiday hookup.
No worries. Thanks
Good
so
on
much.
You, Jared.
Good on you, Jared.
Have the best Monday at work.
I'll try.
Let's give him a chant. King Jared. King Jared. King Jared. King Jared. I love it. It is Gawndy and Ash, 8:06. We're here at Rache's in Tuggerah this morning for the A to Z of the Central Coast. If you want some free coffees, come see us at Westfield Tuggerah. We've got some breakfast on the cards as well.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Two big news stories you're waking up to this morning. Mm-hmm. One is the Veronica's kicked off the flight from Sydney to Brisbane.
Wowee.
And the second one is we may have a new mayor by the end of the day.
Is that so?
So this says here the Central Coast is expected to see a new mayor elected tonight. Labor's Lisa Matthews is tipped to have the numbers to oust Jane Smith, who we've had on this show many times before. Mm-hmm. And Councillor Greg Best has likened it to being handed the captaincy of the Titanic after it struck the iceberg.
What?
Greg Best joins us on the air right now, Central Coast Councillor. He's on with us here at CFM. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, Gordon. Good morning, Ash. Good morning, Central Coast.
What's going on, mate? I'm not across this at all. I've had my head in the sand over the weekend. Give me a rundown.
Oh, it was a lovely weekend. It was a good place to be in the sand rather than this political faction fighting that we see seasonally as it comes around. And the 2019 mayoral stakes are being run tonight. And I think there's a few interesting horses in the run. And you never know what can happen at the last minute with promises and cutlery in the kitchen.
So hang on. So Lisa Matthews could be our brand new mayor. What do we know about Lisa?
Oh, I've known Lisa for a very long time on our Wyong Council. She's a nice style of lady and, you know, quite a genuine person. I think we could work well with Lisa. But, yeah, I've got to say the last 2 years has been a roller coaster ride. We've really done some interesting things and we've cost the community a small fortune. You saw the Winnie Bay money burn up over the weekend with the minister coming out saying, see you later, $4.9 million, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. As I said, I think the ship's already grazed the damn thing.
Oh, God. Well, what do we need from a new mayor?
Well, I was down at Bunnings checking out the chain array down there. I suppose we need new chains, won't we? You know, like we're taking this thing seriously. Look, it is a serious deal, guys. But look, at the end of the day, we've got factional fighting going on for months in the lead up to this. This is not how a council should run. This is my 22nd mayoral election in 24 years. And I just see the debilitating squabbling that goes on. And the community, frankly, that I talk to are up to the back teeth with it. No wonder they've switched off, listened to the Veronicas and enjoyed the weekend in the sand because they're just not switched on to the council nonsense. They want roads, rates and rubbish. They want us back to basics. And people blame the old amalgamation for some of the mess that we've got, but I don't know any company.
I don't think this is just limited to the Central Coast. I think that's politics in general. I mean, nobody's ever happy with whoever's running anywhere, quite frankly.
Nah, but you look at Question Time federally. I mean, you just sit there and just, and if you're silly enough to listen to it.
Question Time's just a waste of time.
What a joke. I mean, growing people going on like that. I mean, it's a circus. So, you know, people switch off. And look, at the end of the day, it's an important game. You put your hand up, you get put into the job, you try and make a difference, and you just got, you know, people mucking around and not taking the whole thing seriously and playing politics.
Well, you're a bit salty.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it happens to living on the coast, but, you know, after a few years listening to this, but it's just debilitating when you see, you know, opportunities just wasted. And we've seen that for 2 years now. We've been banging our head against a wall. We've got serious water issues, and these guys just don't really pick up on it, you know. They sent a motion of mine off to a water committee that hasn't even been formed yet, talking about taking water seriously. A matter goes to a water committee that hasn't even been formed, hasn't even met yet, and that's our water answer.
Well, look, Greg, I guess we'll find out a little bit later today. Central Coast Councillor Greg Best on the air with us.
Yeah, cool, guys.
It's looking likely you're going to say right now this morning you think Lisa will get enough votes to be the new mayor.
Yeah, I think Lisa will get up. And Lisa, as I say, Lisa's a nice style of person, and I just hope she can keep some of her faction people on a lead.
Because I will say, Greg, I was just one decision away from Jane Smith making me the self-proclaimed unofficial mayor of the peninsula. Is that something Lisa could confirm once she's in?
Well, I reckon you do well, Gordy. I'm doing the mayor of the Forgotten North. I reckon you down the Forgotten South would do well. Could be a bit of a team there.
Yeah, Greg, I like you, mate.
I like you, guys.
Good on you, man. Thanks for joining us on the air, Central Coast Councillor Greg Best. We have the biggest news stories on the coast right here at CFM. We've got them for you.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Can I just very quickly say, because Central Coast Councillor Greg Best about the mayor thing, which it looks like we're going to have a new mayor by the end of the day, regardless of Jane Smith's policies and how she's handled things over the last couple of years on a political side, she's always been great with us.
Yeah.
So I just want to, if Jane does go out today... Part of me is sad for that reason because she's been great with us on the Gondi and Ash show.
Oh, she's been a very good sport.
Yeah, Jane and Alison who come down.
But you know, we can't be for or against anybody.
No,
we have to be like
Switzerland.
I know.
We are non-biased here.
I mean, we totally are.
Well, yeah, I mean, just between you and I mean, we favour things we like, you know what I mean? Because, Hey, the school holiday's coming up next week. This is the station to listen to because we have this.
The School Holiday Hookup.
101.3 CFM.
Yeah, so get your kids tuned in to CFM if you want some stuff to do over the school holidays.
Yeah, we've got so much free stuff. It's literally coming out of every orifice.
Let me just rattle off a couple of things we've got here over the next week and into the school holidays as well. Family passes to Luna Park.
Mm.
We've got your family passes to Pulse Climbing Gosford.
Cool.
Family passes to the Hunter Valley Gardens 360 All-Stars Show. This is going to be huge, this one. We've also got family passes to the Head and Greta Drive-In Cinemas as well. Strike Bowling. See, this is the place to be here at CFM. No other radio station has this calibre of stuff than us. So.
I love it how you always compare us to other radio stations.
Well, that's who we're competing with.
No, but just focus. Focus on us.
I am.
And our awesome school holiday hookups.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We have this, they don't.
I'm not getting on board the train.
Anyway, family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens 360 All-Stars show. You can check out 360 All-Stars coming to the Hunter Valley Gardens for the spring school holidays. Let's go two family passes for that right now. Here
13, 12, 16
is our number, not other radio stations.
Correct.
Number.
That is our private number.
13, 12, 16. You don't have to come down. You just have to call now to get it to win.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
I've been to Coolywong.
Warnervale.
Gorakan.
Empire Bay.
Have your say.
I've been everywhere, man.
It's Gondi and Ash Pollard's A to Z of the Central Coast.
Choose fun. Book a Carnival cruise at your travel agent or visit carnival.com.au.
101.3 CFM.
We've made it all the way to R, and we're at Rache's today.
Yes. We've sort of skimmed over Q, just quickly skimmed.
Yeah, sometimes we do a little double and we'll
But we can do what we want.
Yeah,
we can do exactly what we want because we are the bosses.
Yes.
We're the bosses.
Even if Boss Yammo thinks he's the boss?
No.
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 No, no. We just let him think that.
Yep.
But we're doing Queen Pollard today at Rash Ace. That's how
Queen
we're
Pollard,
ticking off
Q&R. I have ditched the regalia that producer Matt bought me because it's poxy.
Yeah, it was sad.
It's gross.
Sad crown.
Some like a crown made of material.
A floppy crown.
Befitting the Queen.
Hardly.
Mate, the Queen's not wearing a floppy crown.
Hmm.
Queen hasn't seen anything floppy in years, you know.
Whoa.
What I mean? Hey,
I meant to do those jokes. They're mine.
Actually, it's the other way around. She's seen nothing but floppy. Anyway, let's go with...
She's seen nothing.
Very soon on the show.
I wonder
we're
if she
get,
has.
Well, who knows?
That'd be... No, seriously, that's an interesting thing.
It is interesting.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't imagine it.
No.
Prince Philip.
No. Mm. Matt's giving us the wind-up. He's telling
us
to move
get
on.
Off it.
Come
we're
on,
the
mate.
Bosses. Remember, Gaunty and I are the bosses.
Relax, Matt. If we want to talk about Queen Floppy Gear, we'll do it.
Yeah,
all right?
We'll do it.
We'll just run it. Hey, we are going to get someone on the standby list for this cruise very soon. So it's your last chance to get yourself in that draw. So come down and see us, Rash Ace in Tuggerah. That is happening very soon. And
thanks to Carnival Cruises.
Carnival Cruises. Big thanks to the guys where you can choose fun and book yourself a Carnival Cruise. Next on the show, though. Sasha from The Bachelorette. He won Sam Frost's heart.
Yeah.
And he's on the show randomly this morning because you hung out with him over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And when you saw him, jump onto the CFM Instagram. I've just uploaded the video where Ash leaps out of her skin and wraps her legs around Sasha and gives him the biggest bear hug of all time. Mm. And we're just wondering why we don't get that same level of excitement.
And I told
here.
You because I see you every day and I don't particularly... care. I haven't seen him in a long time, and also he's hot.
Well, then you said you were very quick to say, should we get him on? Let's get him on.
Well,
yes,
you know.
Yes, pretty keen to have him on the air.
It's nothing like a bit of on-air flirting.
Let's see if he thinks he's been violated next on the show. Ah. He'll join us here at CFM.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We are at Rash Ace this morning in Tuggerah 4R in the A to Z of the Central Coast, and still a couple of minutes left to get yourself on the standby list for this cruise as well. All thanks to Carnival Cruises. We'll get to that very soon. We'll draw out the name. This is exciting, isn't it, Ash?
For you it is.
And for you.
No.
Come on.
Oh, well, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sasha from The Bachelorette. Do you say Sasha or Sasha?
I say Sasha.
Bit of Sasha
you
action.
You ask him what he wants to be called?
He won the heart of Sam Frost back in the day. Mm. Didn't work out for the two of them. I didn't know you guys were good mates, but I was watching your Instagram over the weekend and I've shared it onto the CFM Instagram page. The level of excitement when you see Sasha for the first time, you jump out of your skin, you leap into his arms and you wrap your legs around the big dog like nothing I've ever seen. And I just want to say, when I saw you out in Sydney one time in Bondi, and I thought, I'm going to go in for the hug on Ash here. You know, we're good mates. We see each other every single day. You went into your shell. You gave me nothing. You were just like, get your hands off me, greasy gorn.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry because you're obviously hurt by it. But I haven't seen Sash for a long, long time. And he's my Gold Coast boyfriend.
Everyone's your bloody boyfriend, mate. I can't keep up. But Sash joins us on the air right now. Morning, Sash.
Hi, boyfie.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, man. Ash was very quick to suggest getting you on the air this morning, and I said, yeah, why not? Got to get the big man on the air.
Yeah, look, I think she likes the way I'm put together. Far out, it was just an emotional moment on the weekend. Had a bloody fantastic time.
What was the occasion, guys? What was happening?
Oh, just a rendezvous.
Just a catch-up, yeah.
How do you guys all know each other? Is it this thing that once you've been on reality TV in Australia, you're just instant friends with all the reality rejects? Is that how it works?
No. It was Tinder. It was Tinder back in the day.
Seriously? Is that a true story, Sash?
I tell you
no,
what,
definitely not.
Come on. Yes.
No, not a true story, but Sasha has the most magnificent hairy chest of all time.
Oh, yes.
It gets him over the line.
Sash,
let me show you.
You are Pollard's type like no other I've ever seen, even more so than her actual boyfriend, Pete.
That's what I was going to say. If she didn't have a boyfriend, I'd be all over her like white on rice, dead set.
She thinks the same about you, I dare say. And you're still single these days?
Yeah, mate, I am. I've moved up to the Goldie for work opportunities and recently single, so... Just taking it easy, mate. Work's been pretty busy, so.
Taking it easy. I dare say someone like you is not just taking it easy. You'd go all right with the ladies, wouldn't you?
No, mate, look, it's not really. I go out and just hang out with the boys and sink some froffies and go home at 9:30, get 12 hours sleep, you know, standard.
Give it a spell.
To quote a character on this show, Beaver, dripping in it. That's a Beaver quote, and I dare say that's what would be happening. So how long ago was the show that you were on, Sash? You were a fair while ago now.
RBT, I was on that around 4 years ago, Blue High Range at Albert Park in Melbourne. Look, not my proudest moment, but, you know, Mum's got over it and, you know, it's all happy days now.
For RBT, that's horrific. What are you saying?
Our producer Matt's saying something about AGT.
You went on AGT, didn't you?
Australia's no. You're what? Thinking of the magician guy.
You idiot!
What's his name again? What's the magician?
So where did Matt come from? Sorry.
Don't worry about him. He's just a flog on the
G'day,
side.
Matty.
Giving us the wrong information there. What's the guy's name? The magician on the he's your mate as well.
He's not my mate.
Yeah, he was the genie, the Tim Tam genie.
Who cares?
He lives on the Goldie too. I thought you boys might all hang out together.
Yeah, exactly.
Apollo. Yeah, Apollo. What's he doing these days?
None of us know.
All you reality TV people, you all know what each other are doing, sure.
No, hold on. Sash, you and I met at the races, didn't we?
We did, yeah, we did.
Because we have a mutual friend in Chris Smith.
Yes. Oh, the model.
Yes.
I know. I used to be neighbours with Chris Smith.
Yes, actually, he stole your coat hangers.
Sash, can you pass this on? Yeah, pass this on to him, please. When he moved into the house, it is a loose word. When he moved into the apartment next door to me, he came around and said, "Can I borrow some coat hangers?" I lent them to him, and he never returned the coat hangers. And then I mooned his door one day, and I was telling my mate about it at breakfast, and he was sitting behind me. So I don't know if we're on the best terms, Chris Smith and I.
Oh, dude, he's pretty forgiving like that. But model's a real loose term for that. But he's got a head like half chewed hamburger.
Ash, you would think he's all right, Chris Smith, wouldn't you?
Oh, no, he's not my type. Sash is my type. Hey, Sash, when are we having some tin lids?
Oh, babes, whenever you want. But the Pete might be an issue, you know what I mean? Just from...
Yeah. Oh, well, he doesn't... He won't know much.
I love you, Pete.
I feel like I'm on an awkward first date between you two.
You asked for it.
All right, Sash, great to have you on there and hear what you've been up to these days, which by the sound of it, just living on the Goldie, getting amongst it. How good.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
I love you.
Love you too, babe.
You're welcome on the Gordy and Ash show anytime, man. Good to have you on the air.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you, mate. It's Gordy and Ash.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
I've been to Coolywong,
Warnervale,
Gorakan,
Empire Bay.
Have your say!
It's Gordy and Ash Pollard's A to Z of the Central Coast.
Choose fun. Book a Carnival cruise at your travel agent or visit carnival.com.au.
101.3 CFM.
Today we're doing which we're at Rashay's in Tuggerah and Q as well. We've ticked off that.
We did Q early on in the morning when I was the queen for 2 seconds, but the outfit was too poxy, so we got rid. And now we're just focusing on art.
Yeah. Are you guys here for the cruise? Oh, you better be quick. We're about to draw it. Quick. Is it the cutoff or you want to quickly get one more in there? Or?
No, it's fine. You guys quickly. Abby will write your names down.
We got people rushing in for this cruise. So the name we're about to draw with Jimmy Love will come along to Z Biggest Breakfast, which is next Wednesday. And we will draw out the winner of this cruise there at the breakfast.
Pretty exciting. Gundy Nash Pollard as well. Maybe I could be a Q as well. Q for queer.
Yeah, you could be.
Yeah, so... Do you like that, Gundy?
Sure, mate.
Yeah.
We just need to...
Jumble them up. Now, Jimmy, just can we get a quote now? Because a lot of the... Oh, get those back in there.
Oh, quick, get them.
Get them back in.
We've got a team.
What's with the jeans this morning, Jimmy Love?
Look, okay, I'll explain what these are.
Yeah, I think all the kids are at school now, so we can sort of...
So they're black jeans that have... It looks like they've got bleach just splattered all over them.
Strange white marks on there.
And you thought they were...
Yes.
Some stuff.
Yeah, some dodgy stuff. That's definitely not dodgy stuff all over your jeans, is it?
From a man. Yes. Dodgy stuff from a man.
Definitely not. Remember that episode of Summer Heights High where Jonah Tuckalua got sent home for having naughty stuff on his pants?
Yes.
Well, this is not that situation today. I promise you.
How good is Summer Heights High?
Oh, the best.
Oh.
Mate, they are sus.
Shut up, miss. Isn't that what he says?
Shut up, miss.
Yeah.
Miss, look what I got on my pants, miss.
All right, let's do the winner. You're
hey,
here to do
am
it.
Am I allowed to do this out today? And yep. you can, I'll do
yeah,
it.
You
and
do
can
it,
read
Ash.
It, Jimmy.
All right, we just jumbled them up. So this is a fair draw here. This person coming along to Z Biggers Breakfast.
Okay.
Here we go.
You can read it.
It is Amelia from Wyonga.
Any Amelia's here?
Amelia from Wyonga.
Now, we met Amelia before.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, she was here.
Bravo, Amelia. So, you are coming to Z Biggest Breakfast.
Yep, next Wednesday, the chance to win the cruise, the 12-day cruise, all thanks to Carnival Cruises where you can choose fun. Big shout out to the guys. What is that on that car?
What?
What is that?
Oh my God, that's some sort of canoe.
Like an old school.
That's a canoe fully made out of wood with a solar panel on the top of it.
That's bizarre stuff.
On one of those creepy vans. You know, the vans that, yeah, okay.
You can tell how easily distracted we are.
Mm.
Just something shiny, we're straight on it. All right, thanks to Rash Ace for having us here this morning at Tugra. The coffee's been awesome. Where are we tomorrow, guys, for the A to Z?
God.
Shelly Beach.
Shelly yeah, Beach. Right.
Shelly the Cafe as well.
Matt did tell us 100 times. But he also thought Sash was on Australia's Got Talent and it was
you win
polo,
some, you lose some. So, yeah. It's Munch's Cafe. It's right on the beach in Shelly Beach.
All right, Munch's Cafe, Shelly yep. Beach, doing free coffees. Jimmy Love will be there tomorrow and more chances to get yourself into this cruise.
Can I
like
just
to
say,
spread the love.
Can I just say, look how quickly the crowd disappeared the moment we draw out the cruise person. They all just leave like we're nothing
They've
now.
They've probably got work to do, you know.
People love the free stuff and then they bail.
Let me give you a tip, Jimmy.
Yep.
Burn those jeans tonight. Never wear them ever again.
No worries. I'll do that for you, Gaundy. I'll put it on the
Instagram.
I think
you really do need to consult me for some fashion advice at some point.
Mm.
I like how you're trying, but it's just not. Trying and failing.
I'm not even joking. These shoes I'm wearing, they're really uncomfortable. Mm. The only reason I'm wearing them is because you tell me how bad the rest of my shoes are that I wear every single day. I literally put these jeans on thinking, oh, these are nice, got a bit of a wash to them.
Mm.
That'll be great. First thing I do get here, insulted about
all
the jeans.
All right, just yep. jeans. That's enough airtime for you. Thanks, mate. We need to get on out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Just before we do go, one last school holiday hookup. If anyone would like a family pass, call the show now, 13 12 16, to Pulse Climbing in Gosford. Pulse Climbing, the Central Coast heart of indoor climbing. Big thanks to those guys for the school holiday hookup. We're out of here.
Have the best Monday, you guys.
That's it. She said it. See you later.
Let's go.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.